T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, the Texas Real Estate Research Center is out with their latest affordability index for Texas housing. They release these quarterly, and coming out of July, we're taking a look at it with Dr. Claire Losi on the KRLD Newsline. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So as affordability in Texas, where are we overall? Give us a broad look coming out of this quarter.
So generally speaking, housing affordability is still fairly favorable across the state. However, since the first quarter of this year, we've seen a noticeable decline in affordability, largely prompted by the increase in mortgage interest rates.
The affordability index, how do you measure it?
So the index itself is a measure of a family earning the median income, their ability to qualify for financing for the median priced home in a particular location. So it's reflective of the cost of mortgage financing relative to the median family income in a particular region.
One thing I was noticing is how unaffordable, though, the DFW area is becoming, especially in the Collin County area, Denton County as well, Dallas, Plano, and Irving. They come into an area, and they're all in the bottom six of the regions that you follow.
So a couple of factors to consider in what has made that particular area particularly unaffordable is that not only have rising mortgage interest rates diminished the ability of potential buyers to not only purchase homes, but also just the amount that they can qualify for. There's also been an increase in home prices, particularly since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the increase in income has not kept pace with the increase in home prices that has further eroded affordability. And then lastly, the third component is really just a lack of inventory on the ground for sale in the Dallas region. So just a very limited supply of homes has prompted additional price hikes and has also just left it more difficult, of course, for potential buyers to find that supply.
What are some of the most affordable areas according to your index?
So generally, the most affordable areas are secondary markets like Wichita Falls or Odessa, Midland, etc. Those are generally areas where we have not seen home prices appreciate as quickly as we have in other larger regions like Austin and Dallas. Additionally, incomes in those regions, the gap between the median home price and the median income in those regions is generally smaller. And when we see the larger gap between the median home price and median income in cities like Austin and Dallas, again, that further erodes affordability.
So what's the outlook as we go through the rest of the year? What's our best guess there?
It's fairly uncertain, and I say that because we are broadly anticipating that the Federal Reserve will continue to increase the federal funds rate in response to inflationary pressures. That should cause an increase in mortgage interest rates moving forward, which will diminish affordability. However, the complicating factor in all of this is that inflation itself has potentially cause a slowdown in home price appreciation. Also, fears of a recession, just general economic uncertainty are contributing to the slowdown in home price appreciation. So you've got two contending factors in essence. So if that home price appreciation moderates, then that should alleviate those affordability constraints, all else equal. However, if mortgage interest rates continue to rise, then that's going to diminish affordability, all else equal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.